casa.
I'm in love with my Jesus. I'm in love with my Jesus. I'm in love with my Jesus. I will love you, Lord, for life. I'm in love with my Jesus. I'm in love with my Jesus. I'm in love with my Jesus. I will love you, Lord, for life. I'm in love with my Jesus. 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 I will love you, Lord, for life. Moni vere Jesus. Moni vere Jesus. Moni vere Jesus. Mo ma fere titi la. Moni vera Jesus, Moni vera Jesus, Moni vera Jesus.
Father, we give you praise. We love you. Father, 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 we love you. Jesus. Jesus.
Worship lives inside of me. Oh, worship flows out from me. Worship lives inside of me. Oh, 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 oh. Worship flows out from me. Worship lives inside of me. Worship flows out from me.
Worship flows out from me.
Your worship lives inside of me.
Worship lives inside of me.
Worship flows out of me. I am your house. I am your temple. Oh, worship lives inside. Worship lives inside of me. Worship flow, worship flow.
Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. We love you. 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 Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
there is life in your light, in your light. Reveal your light, reveal your light. Through your light, through your light, there is life. In your light, in him was life, and the life is the light of men. There is life.
Say, Jesus, impact your life through your light. See, Adam, say, there is life in your light. Say, there is life in your light. Reveal your life through your light in my heart. See, I'm the light of the world. See, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. See, I carry the light. Jesus is my light. Oh, can you speak in the Holy Ghost? Just balabash, predost. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can you welcome someone to your left and say, you're welcome to church? Ask the person, are you ready for light? Are you ready for life? If you are ready, come on, give God a shout of praise. That shout is not born again. If you are excited to get the life of God via His light, can you give God a shout of praise? Before you sit down, look for several persons. Tell them, my neighbor of light, I love you. Say, my neighbor of light, I love you. Seven persons. Say, my neighbor of light, I love you. Say, I love you, I love you. Hallelujah. Can you have your seat like kings and queens in God's presence this afternoon? This afternoon, by the grace of God, we are doing a teaching on prayerlessness and laziness. But before I start the teaching, how many of you were blessed by last week's teaching? I know that teaching has gone to places. I received message from different places saying that message really blessed them. What we are doing here is beyond this church, though. Is for the body, and the Lord is reaching out to people. This afternoon, I want to talk about prayerlessness and laziness. And I trust God that God is going to bless somebody here. So let us start like doing this. What does it mean to be prayerless? To be prayerless means what? When you don't pray. Is it when you don't pray or when you don't like praying? Huh? To be moneyless means what? Huh? When you are less of moneyless. To be wifeless. When you don't have wife. What about to be lazy? Eh? When you don't feel like doing something. Sometimes you are not lazy, but you don't feel like doing it. Does that make you lazy? You don't have capacity to do it. You have capacity, but you don't want to do it. Okay. By the end of this teaching, we will know. Let's start like this. I said, to be lazy is not liking to walk. To be lazy is not liking to work hard. To be lazy is not liking to work hard. Or to be active. To be idle. To be indolent or to be slothful. Am I too fast? To be lazy is not liking to work hard. To be idle. To be indolent or to be slothful. Hear me. Men that miss their slots are slothful men. Men that miss their slots in life are slothful men. Men that are slack are men that are slack. Men that lack are men that are slack. Men that are slothful means they are sloth. So what does it mean to be lazy? To be idle, to be indolent, to be slothful. What does it mean to be prayerless? To be without prayers. To be prayerless means to be without prayers. And guess what? If you pray 2 hours once in a week, you are prayerless. To be without prayers. So, somebody said, Pastor, is prayer that important? Must I pray every day? Let us do a study. Luke chapter 18. I started the word. So let me show you again. Luke chapter 18. We are starting from verse 2. Luke 18. We are going from verse 2 to verse 5. Show me from verse 1. So I can know who started speaking. Lest you want to go. And he spake a parable unto them to this end. That men ought
How many times? I can't hear you. To do what? Always to do what? And not? Men ought always to pray and not faint. Who was speaking here? Jesus was speaking that men ought always to pray and not faint. I said on Wednesday, from this scripture, the opposite of praying is fainting. What does it mean? If you are not praying, you are fainting. How many times are men supposed to pray? How many times? So, to be prayerless means to be without prayer. How many times? If by the prescription of Jesus, the dose of prayer is not 111. Paracetamol. No, paracetamol is 222. Abi, maybe it's 2 PCM. It's 222. Abi? Okay. Which one is let's do one. I think those days when we used to take drugs, we can't. God has taken that one forever. Artesonate. Those days, I don't know whether it's the malaria drug now. What? Eh? What is the? It is 4-4-2-2. Abi, for the first day. It's now okay. I don't know. You know, we are not used to that kind of thing. We cannot. At least I have nurses and people here. Who understand what I'm saying? So that is medical. But in the scripture, how many times? So can you now write this one down? You can't say two. It's forever, forever, forever. So it means to be without prayer, to be prayerless, is not to be praying always. Are you seeing job? Meaning to be prayerless is not to be praying, Pastor. How can I pray always? Just follow me. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Some people can pray during 12 hours. Some people can pray when Pastor says, say, Father. Some people can pray when they are about adversity. Jesus. Some people can pray when they are looking for job. More sisters, when they are looking for husband. Father, show me your will. The will they didn't know for admission. They didn't know for, they only know for marriage. No wonder the will you see. I won't tell the remainder of the story. Some people only pray when? When do people pray? When they are in trouble, okay. When they want to sleep, all against Sulayo, King Jilayo. Oh God, set your angels to be with me. Some pray when they are in church, but the scripture says how many times? Somebody shout always. Men ought always to pray. So if you are not praying always, you are not born again. I am scattering your theology, Abby. If you are not praying always, you are not following Jesus. Something must be wrong with you. So, the level of prayerlessness is not that, Pastor, I pray in the morning. The fact is that, Pastor, I am not praying always. I am prayerless. And when you are prayerless, you end up less. So, let's continue. Let me show you some factors about prayer. Now, if we are going to look about the concept of prayer, let's check something. Why are we talking about prayer? And what is the model? Follow the scripture. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Hebrews 12:2. Church. Can we read together as we go? Looking unto who? Pastor Daniel. Daddy Gio. Looking unto who? Who? The author and finisher of our looking unto Jesus. Why the author and finisher? What is the meaning of author? The Greek word for author here is called archigos. It's called archigos. Archigos means the chief leader. It means the pioneer. The prince archigos. The author.
That's the Greek word there. Archigos, the author.
It means the founder, the pioneer, the chief leader, the example. The predecessor, the captain, the founder, the principal, the chief leader, the author, the captain, the predecessor, the pioneer.
That means for you to understand this concept, go and check the founder. Check the predecessor. Check the chief leader. But what? He didn't stop there. Next thing here, it's called what? The Greek word for finisher there is telestos. This teleotos talks about perfector, completer. Talks about perfector, the completer, the perfect example. The perfector, the completer, the perfect example. So, let's start. Looking unto Jesus, the pioneer, the founder, the chief leader, the captain, and the perfector, the completer, the perfect example of our faith. Somebody is the pioneer and the completer. Do we have anybody worth emulating? Pastor, what is faith? They say faith is substance of things hoped for. In this contest, we are not talking about faith to get. We are talking about, let me ask you a question. What do they call Christian? Christianity, what do they call it? The Christian faith. The Christian faith. Meaning, the faith here is our walk in God. Our life in God. The system of our religion is our pistis, our faith, our conviction, our persuasion. That's pistis, faith. Our conviction, our persuasion, our life, our nature. So can we start looking unto Jesus, the founder, the pioneer, the chief leader, the prince, the predecessor, and the perfector, the completer, perfect example of our walk in God. Are you seeing, church? Are you getting this? So Jesus is the pioneer and the completer of our walk with God. Say neighbor, say neighbor. Jesus is the founder and completer of our walk in God. Say Jesus is the perfecter, is the pioneer, is the completer of our persuasion in God. Say Jesus is the chief leader and the perfect example of our conviction in God. That's what they call it, the Christian faith. The Christian faith. You know when they want to ask somebody, you have what faith? Have you heard that kind of question before? And now, what about this faith, Pastor? Why is this faith so much important? Have you not read? You are saved by grace through faith. Show me Galatians 3:11. What is this scripture saying? But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident the just shall live by faith. Meaning, the currency to live in God is faith. The currency to live in God is faith. It's not only here. If you also check Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it says the just shall live by his faith. Can you see? Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by whose faith? Whose faith? His faith. Say, I will live by my faith. I can't say, I live by my faith. It didn't end there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews 10, 38. The Bible says, in the matter of two or three, the truth shall be established. Hebrews 10, 38. Hebrews 10, 38. Read. Now, the just shall live by what? Meaning, like I said, now, Jesus. Let's go back to our scripture. Hebrews 12, 2. Now, let's go back. Looking unto Jesus, the founder, the pioneer, the chief leader, and the completer and perfecter of our way of life. Of our source of life. Of our life. Why? Because the just shall live by what? So, what are the things that are rooted in this faith life? The challenge you have is that you were taught that faith is believe it and get it. That is a department in faith. Let me ask you a question. If you gain admission to school to study chemistry, what do you get admission for? But throughout your stay in school, will you only learn chemistry? You know, sometimes you do GNS, General Purpose Language. In my school, with DSCR. And some, you do computer, like my school, we did Fortran. How is Fortran related to biology? And guess what? You will join fellowship, join RCF. They will, you maybe they now post you to editorial department. They teach you how to edit photo. Is that chemistry you came to study? But when you graduate, you have learned how to edit photo. You have learned Fortran, you have learned biology. You can learn faith. But in faith, you can believe and get. But that does not mean that is faith. Faith is the life of the believer. Why? You cannot accept Jesus without faith. I said, you were saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:8. One to go, let's read. For by grace are ye saved through. So how are you saved? How are you saved? And this faith is what? It is a gift of God. So, looking unto Jesus, who is the perfecter, the completer, the foundation of our gift of God. We are talking about prayer. Pastor, why are you talking about faith? I need to explain to you so that you can understand why we are praying. So, if we are asked to look at Jesus, what are the things we have to look for? Let us check the prayer life of Jesus. For you to understand prayerlessness and laziness, check the life you are supposed to emulate. Looking unto Jesus means look at Jesus is your standard. Be Daniel is not your standard. Who is your standard? I can't hear you. Who is your standard? Loud and clear. Who is your standard? So, if Jesus is my standard, what about his prayer life? Let's start. Number one. The witnesses of Jesus. Jesus was brought into the temple, into the hand of prayers. Jesus was brought into the temple at birth, into the hand of prayers. Jesus was brought into the temple at birth, into the hand of prayer. Meaning, the foundation of Jesus is prayer. How do I know this? Show me. Luke chapter 2, verse 21 to 24. Luke chapter 2, verse 21 to 24. We will now do 36. Church, read. You want to go? And when 8 days were accomplished for circumcision of the child, his name was called, which was so named of an angel,
before he was conceived in the womb. Next verse. And when the days of a purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to the present, to be presented to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Go to verse 36. Church, it is sure that they brought Jesus, Abi. Have you get that? Look at what happened. Where did they give? Who did they give him to? And there was one Anna. Read. The daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was a great age. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. Next verse. And she was a widow about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with and meaning fasting and prayer is the way to serve God. Are you still here? What did she do with fasting and prayers? What did she do with fasting and prayer? She was serving God with what? What did they do to him? Next verse. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee. When Jesus came to the temple, who handed him? Who carried him? The woman called Anna, who had been doing what? Praying and fasting for 40, first call, that is 20 times 4, 80, 84 years, serving the Lord with what? Fasting and prayer, day and night. So Jesus came into fasting and prayers. Jesus came as a baby. He came into fasting and prayers. As a baby, it is the hand of fasting and prayer that carried him. Remember, looking. So we are looking unto him. Number two, Jesus had a daily prayer schedule. Number two, things to know about Jesus. Jesus had a daily prayer schedule. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Show me. Mark 1, 35. Jesus had a daily prayer schedule. Mark 1, 35. Church, read one to go. And in what time? Rising up before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place. And every morning before daybreak, Jesus will go out to do what? To check Facebook. How come you start your own life with WhatsApp? You are looking onto Davido. How come you start your own first day with Instagram? How come you start your own first day with Twitter? How did Jesus start his day? Rising up a great while before the, in what time? In the morning. Jesus never starts a day until he has prayed. It is prayer that makes the day the day. The day is empty without prayers. It is prayers before the day that give you command in the day. It is prayer before the day that keeps the day. It's not the prayer you pray in the car that keeps accident. It is the prayer before the day. What brings favor into the day is not the prayer during the streets. What brings favor into the day is the rising up a great while in the morning. Before day, you went to your corner and you speak over the day. How did you start your day without talking to the day? They have ear, they can hear. The time, every hour has ear, it can hear. Why not wake up in the morning, 9 o'clock, hear the word of God? 10 o'clock, can you produce miracle? 11 o'clock, hear. 12 o'clock, there is money in you. 1 o'clock, there is alert in you. 2 o'clock, there is testimony in you. Why not start your day like that? Why start it with WhatsApp? Who is your model?
You are prayerless because you are motherless. You don't have a mother. You don't have.
Who is your mother?
Somebody shout it.
He had a daily prayer schedule. That's number what? Number three. At baptism, he came praying. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. At baptism, he came praying. At baptism, he came praying.
Church, read. I know you have not read this thing before, some of us. Wait, look at me. Let's read. Want to go.
Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying. What happened? Heaven didn't open because he wanted to open. Heaven opened because he prayed. It is prayer that opens heaven. Everybody came to be baptized, gisting. He came praying. Everybody came to be baptized, checking WhatsApp. He came praying.
Man, like a guy, as I'm entering the river. As I'm entering the river, and as soon as he enter, heavens open.
Heavens don't open to players. Heaven opens to prayers.
Let me ask you a question. Anybody that sings is called what? A singer. Answer me.
Anybody who dances is called what? Anybody who eats is called what? Anybody who prays is called what?
Some persons are called prayers.
So I said, heavens don't open to players. It opens to what? Prayers. He came to be baptized and he started praying. As soon as he entered the river, heaven opened.
This is my beloved son.
That word did not come because the word was not looking for. The word came because prayer placed demand on the word. How did you start your day and heaven did you open? How come? You start a day, you start a job, you start a business, and there's no word.
There is no word because you didn't hear the word.
Number one is what? Number one is what? Number two is what? Number three is what? Now let's go to number four. Before he appointed his disciples, he prayed all night.
I know you have not read that one before. Some of us, we thought he just saw them by the river and picked them.
Peter, follow me. What did he do before he didn't follow me? Luke chapter 6, verse 12 to 16. Luke 6, 12 to 16. Before he appointed his disciples, he prayed. Before he appointed his friends, he prayed. Read, church, look at me. Let's want to go. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to do what? And continued that many times. In the... What's the next thing? And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples. And of them he chose how many? Whom he named the apostle. If Jesus prayed all night, he still chose Judas. What if he didn't pray? Prayed all night, yet Judas was there. What if he didn't pray at all? Somebody did VG. God did VG. God did VG. He still picked Judas. He picked Peter that betrayed him three times. He picked Thomas and never believed. After VG, what if he didn't pray? How are you choosing your friends without prayers? Jesus, who created you, didn't pick anybody close to him without prayers. He did VG to pick friends. He did VG to pick associates. I know you are, hey, VC, I like you. Can we meet? Give me your number. Okay. Ha, ha, was, hey, who, ha, ha. Are you there? No. Hey, man, say, I like your face. I like you too. Can you be my friend? Yes, I would like to be your friend. Give me your Instagram handle. Let's connect now. Hey, okay, I follow you. Follow me. The next thing, hey, we are dating. Just like that. Just like that. No prayer. Jesus pray, big Judas. You will never pray. You are picking Judas plus Jezebel plus all of them together. You are finished. He follow me, follow you. That's all you are doing. Ah, Jezebel. You don't understand? Before Jesus picked those who will be close to him, he prayed. Friendship is a choice. Nobody has capacity to choose you. You are the one that have capacity to choose. I want to be your friend. Can I pray about it? It's not pride. Some people enter your life collapse. Some people enter your life finish. You follow some people, you are gone. Jesus didn't pick people until he has prayed. He did VG, yet he picked Judas. He did VG, yet he picked Thomas. He did VG, yet he picked Peter, who betrayed him 3 times. Who denied him 3 times. What if he didn't pray? But I believe in the place of prayer, as he was praying, something told him, Judas will betray you, but guess what? It will help you to fulfill destiny. It's needed to be part of this assignment. Thank God for Judas. If Judas didn't betray him, you won't be saved. Judas, thank you. If Peter didn't deny 3 times, you wouldn't think that after you have fallen, you will still come back again. But thank God Peter denied 3 times. He gave us hope. We are falling, but we are back. If Thomas doubted him, you can doubt the miracles in this place. But guess what? Very soon you'll believe it. Number what? Number 5, right? His prayers are heartfelt and full of burden. His prayers are heartfelt and full of burden. Luke 22:44. His prayers are heartfelt and full of burden. Read, want to go. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. He didn't say, no. His prayers heartfelt. Oh God. What are you saying? Some prayers are like you are in the toilet. You want to come and you can't. It's not coming. It's called groaning. Heartfelt. Heartfelt. It's not just this shaku prayer. Deep. Deep prayer. Oh God. We are still studying prayer. So we are looking at the producer and the completer of our way of life for us to understand where you pick your own life from. I want to know where you pick your own life from. Because if this is the life, then you can't be without prayers. Number what is next? Number 6. He prayed so much. His life is so full of prayers. That his disciple asked, teach us how to pray. He prayed so much. His life is so full of prayers. That his disciples came, sir, teach us how to pray. Luke 11:1. Teach us how to pray. You know, he has prayed so much that he says, sir, what's your secret? Teach us. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Sir, this your own prayer is different. Sir, teach us. Sir, teach me.
you work with friends that you ask them, please, the way you are serving mass, I don't know. Teach me. Anybody like that before?
Okay.
Teach me how to know mathematics. Teach me. Teach me. Teach me. Teach me. Jesus. What number is that? Let me take one more. So I'll continue next week. When he began to teach his disciples, number six, when he began to teach his disciples, he didn't say, if ye pray. He said, when ye pray. When he began to teach his disciples, he didn't say, if ye pray. He said, when ye pray. Why? Prayer is not a matter of if, it's about when. Meaning, prayer is compulsory. He didn't say, maybe when you pray. He said, maybe if you, he said, when you pray. Can we check it? Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. Matthew 6, 5. Matthew 6, 5. Read. And when thou, verse 6. Verse 6. But thou, when thou, is this if? This is what? When? It's not a question of whether you pray. It's a question of you must pray. But when you are praying. Verse 7. Verse 7. But when ye pray. He didn't say if ye pray. He said what? When ye pray. When he was teaching his disciples, he didn't say maybe you want to pray. When? Can I take one more? Number what now? He understood the principle of praying alone. He understood the secret of praying alone. Matthew 14:23. Matthew 14:23. Meaning, the greatest prayers are the prayers prayed alone. Greatest prayers are not prayed in church service. Let's read. One to go. And when he has sent the multitude away, he went up to a mountain apart. To do what? And when the evening was come, he was there until you are alone. You will be lonely. Lonely in destiny. The secret of not being alone is staying alone. When you stay alone, angels come to gather with you. You can't stay with God and men will not look for you. Show me a man that bow to God. Men will come to bow to him. He understood the power of staying alone. Staying alone. Staying alone. Sometimes you must learn to lock yourself up in a room. 1 hour. Shalabakatakata. In my house. After myself and my wife, we do family devotion. I enter my room, prayer room. I'm staying there. Family devotion is not equal to personal devotion. After family, go and do personal. Staying alone. Forget church service. Church service is good though. After church, stay alone. Prayerless men are only those who pray in church. They are only those who pray in church who don't have a praying time alone. They don't pray alone. You are prayerless. The question is, if this is the founder and the producer, completer of our life, then where did you get your life from when you are not praying? Can we try again? Bible said, the first thing we read said, every morning he has a daily prayer schedule, right? What is next again? What did we say again?
He was brought to the temple to prayers initially. He came to baptism. He was praying. What was he doing again? He prayed before he gathered his own friends. What's the next thing? Praying heartfelt prayers, right? What's the next thing? He prayed to an extent that his friend said, please teach us how to pray. Then what did he do again? When he began to teach them, he showed them it was supposed to say, where ye, not if ye. What's the next thing? He understood the principle. So, you see, prayerlessness is lack of understanding. It's not that you are lazy, it's that you don't know. And guess what? If you don't know, you can never be known. But we are not here to be known. But let me show you an example of a good known. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who knows you? Devil said, Paul, we know. Paul, we know. Paul, we know. Devil, no Paul. Until you are noted in hell, you are not a Christian. Until you are noted in hell. Dave, I know. Demon, where are you coming from? Lagos, why? Dave came. Where you come? Ikorodu, Daniel came there. They now declare me wanted in hell. Daniel, wanted. Daniel, wanted. They keep wanting. When I know I'm wanted, I won't go into sin. The reason why you are falling every day, because you know you are not wanted anywhere. Human being don't want you, devil don't want you. Prayer. So, you are prayerless because you don't know. Not because you're actually lazy. Laziness is a lie. It's a lie. Tell yourself I'm not lazy. The way I'm talking to you, how many of you feel energy to pray? You feel a strong energy. How many of you are feeling an anointing to pray? Hey, this is your life. It's your life. It's your life. I feel like releasing you to pray 1 hour, but we don't have time. We don't have time. I feel like just saying, oh yeah, enter, enter. I feel like say enter. If you are blessed, shout glory. See, the word of God is what will make you rule in this world. Don't live your life without the word. To lack the word is to be miserable in this world. I have like 20, but time has gone. Time has gone. Let me take one. He thought that prayer is the secret of getting. Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Mark 11 24 and Matthew 7 7. Mark 11 24 and Matthew 7 7. He thought that prayer is the secret of getting. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever you desire, what happened? Where ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall do what? Is it when you sing? Is it when you dance? Is it when you clap? Where will you get them? Where will you get them? Don't deceive yourself. Singing is not equal to praying. Don't deceive yourself. Seed sowing is not equal to prayer. Don't deceive yourself. All those things have their own work, but prayer. He said, these things that you desire, when you pray, believe, and you will get them. Yes, I like this one. He taught them that the way not to fall into temptation is by prayers. He taught them that the way not to fall into temptation is by prayers. Matthew 26 verse 41.
Wow.
Matthew 26 verse 41. Church, let's read. Want to go? Watch and pray that ye into the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Why are you falling? You are not praying.
A praying Christian will not sin. A sinning Christian will not pray. Let me close. I will do part two next week. A praying Christian will not sin. A sinning Christian will not pray. He said prayer is the antidote from falling into fornication. From falling into temptation. When you know that your prayers must be answered, you won't go into sin. You won't touch sin. Pastor, I am prayerless. You didn't know. Now you have known. Pastor, I am lazy. Laziness is a lie of the devil. You are not lazy. You don't know. But now that you know that this is the author and the finisher of my way of life, then who am I supposed to live like? Like him. How? He said, follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. When you follow a man, you become like the man. So we are to follow Jesus and look at his life. Prayer. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus that created the world needed prayer to survive on this earth, how much more you that he created? If Jesus, who created the world, needed prayer to survive on earth, how much more you? Rise up on your feet and pray. Anyhow you can pray, pray. Rise up on your feet and pray. Rise up on your feet and pray. Rise up on your feet and pray. Rise up. Are you praying? Remember, add groaning prayers. Add fervent prayer. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. And pray. And pray. And pray. And pray. I can't hear your voice. Louder, 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 louder. Raise your voice and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Hey. Open your mouth and pray. Louder. Deeper. 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 Kiba zele bada 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 zutu tutu kutu mile jigala gala 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 breka kata 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 zutu tutu 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 zutu tutu 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 zutu tutu 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 rugu tugu 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 zutu tutu 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 zutu tugu 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 zutu tugu 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 zutu tugu 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 zutu tugu 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 zutu tugu 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 aya kala kata aya kala kata kata rada tata 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 rada kata 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 aya da 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 da. Ah! Ah! Ah!
Jesus, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Jesus, Father, teach us to pray. Jesus, yeah, teach us to pray. Jesus, 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 my God, teach us to pray. Jesus, teach us to pray. Jesus, teach us to pray. Jesus, teach us to pray. Like a banana. Jesus, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray.
Jesus, teach us to pray.
Jesus, you are the author and the finisher of my life. I will live like you. Jesus, thank you.